Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is there's no doubt, in my judgment, that Barack Obama tapped the phone lines in Trump Tower to torment the presidential Republican candidate, Donald J. Trump. Obama politicized every aspect of our government during his 8-year tenure. This is shocking and immoral, using police state tactics, spying on a political opponent during an election. Did you know that the President of the United States can tap a phone line anytime and doesn't need a FISA warrant, and it is not illegal? Only the so-called leakers are breaking the law. Mr. Obama, Obama loyalists, and the Democratic Party have been sabotaging this president, his administration, and staff, undermining the progress of our country. Probably the most nefarious is Obama's secret wiretapping right before the election. 2 days before the election, Obama intel persons were elevated into higher positions to cause serious problems for President Trump. It would be difficult to find these people and dismiss them. Here's what is interesting. Fact. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn resigned, not because he was allegedly conspiring with Russia, but he innocuously allowed the vice president to describe his situation incorrectly. His conversation with the Russian ambassador occurred at Trump Tower. This harmless information was then leaked. How could this happen? Because the Trump Tower was wiretapped. Fact. During Republican Senator Jeff Sessions' confirmation hearing, Democratic Senator Al Franken asked the senator a question about Russia, which Senator Sessions answered correctly, conforming to the question asked. However, an intel leak appeared later asserting Senator Sessions spoke to the Russian ambassador twice, which he did, and is very common for all senators and representatives. But Democrats, Senator Chuck Schumer, Representative Nancy Pelosi, and Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill cried foul and called for Sessions' resignation, that they never ever met with Russian ambassadors. They lied. Pictures came out with Schumer cozily eating donuts with Putin, Pelosi sitting at dinner with the Russian ambassador, and McCaskill meeting twice with the Russian ambassador. Sessions did nothing illegal. Fact. Where was the outrage from these Democrats when Attorney General Eric Holder lied about selling guns to Mexico and was held in criminal contempt of Congress? An officer was murdered because of Holder's involvement. During the ongoing Hillary investigation, Attorney General Loretta Lynch met secretly with Bill Clinton on her plane, which then became public knowledge. Their outrage? None. The American people are entitled and deserve to know the nefarious spy tactics Barack Obama, Loretta Lynch, and his corrupted Justice Department have enforced and executed to destroy our intel organizations, which are now being compromised by concealed Obama government employees. This situation is very dangerous to our country. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.